expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to
And that's what the globalists want. They would like to see everyone in perfect harmony while they control the world. They're crazy. They're wicked. They're evil. The NATO summit just finished. And NATO nations decided they're not going to allow Ukraine into NATO at this time. And here, the old Judas Iscariot, Pence, Mike Pence, he says that only weapons can end the Ukraine war. He's been spending a lot of time with Lindsey Graham. They've been spending a lot of time together. Today, our highest goal for Ukraine must be for the restoration of peace as quickly as possible. The fastest path to peace in Ukrainian victory. We must provide Ukraine with the strength needed to secure peace. Out of the New York Times, a group of right-wing House Republicans pushing to lower up the annual defense bill with socially conservative policies on abortion, race, and gender have another demand: sever restrictions on U.S. military support for Ukraine. The pressure has set the stage for a divisive floor fight beginning today over backing for the war effort, just as President Biden tries to rally European allies to support Kiev in the conflict with Russia. Conflict with Russia. Now, in the Bible, in Jeremiah and Isaiah, Ezekiel, many other books of the Old Testament, and the book of Revelation, chapter 18, talk about a very powerful nation at the end of the time where the wicked ruled the world prior to Christ's return. And this empire, we study American history, and we can see how this empire has developed to what it is today. Very powerful nation, the most powerful nation ever. Babylon, ancient Babylon, its influence was pretty much restricted to the area in the Middle East for the most part. But the end time Babylon of the great of the end of the world, its influence will be global. Asia, South America, all of Africa, Eurasia, all of America, North America, Europe, it is included in Eurasia. But there will be a nation that will be in conflict with the objectives of empire or America or Babylon the Great of the end of the world. Many nations, yes, but one nation in particular, Russia. The great nation that is presented to mankind in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. Russia. In a land, Rosh, in the land of Magog. And I'm going to give some history of what happened in the last 25 years, 30 years roughly, to take Russia from being a nation that was powerful militarily to a nation that is now powerful militarily, economically, diplomatically, and has favor with 60% of the nations of the world, even more probably. We're going to see what is in history, what is documented to reveal how Russia, to fulfill prophecy, must be great in the time in which we live and in the next few years. I'm going to give you a brief history. This is out of printed documents from many different sources. And the source I'm going to come from is, hold your breath, socialistrevolution.org. This is just one of many, but we'll shock the socialist audience. This is out of socialist writing. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at
KHNC
and online at coloradorenaissance.com.
Trees make you feel good, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Aram Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, save up to 35% on thousands of evergreen trees in all sizes. Choose from arborvitae, upright juniper, Austrian pine, Bosnian pine, bugle pine, Scotch pine, limber pine, blue spruce, Serbian spruce, and more. The Aram Tree Sale. Come
see. You take
I-25
to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
All right. Let's see how all this began, why it began, and what will make Russia great, has made Russia great, for the time being. And out of socialistrevolution.org, how Western imperialism prepared the ground for the conflict in Ukraine. This is March 15th, 2022. This was just shortly after Russia went into Ukraine to destroy the Nazi forces, the Nazi military, the Nazi government, American CIA, Nazi intelligence operations. And we'll begin here. The root of the conflict will be traced back to the collapse of the Soviet Union. At that time, the Warsaw Pact was in force throughout Eastern Europe. The pact had been created specifically to counter the inclusion of West Germany into NATO. Soldiers of the Soviet Union were stationed throughout Eastern Europe. On one hand, as a guarantee against the Western attack. On the other, as a means of securing the control of the state bureaucracy in Moscow over the nations of Europe. But by 1989, the pact was falling apart, the Warsaw Pact. Capitalists of the West saw a massive opportunity for new profitable investment all over Europe, including Russia itself, as a result of the return to capitalism, which was on the cards in the region. They were very keen to keep the army of the Soviet Union from intervening to reverse the process. The military establishment was strong. There was strong support, not for socialism, but for the prestige of the military of the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact. Therefore, the West promised a number of things to the leaders of the Soviet Union. In particular, promised not to expand NATO. George Bush Sr. made a promise to Gorbachev not to take advantage of the various movements in Eastern Europe to harm security interests, Soviet security interests, in 1989. At the time of German reunification in 1990, this became a particularly sensitive question. The West German Foreign Minister Genscher gave a speech where he said that in order not to harm Russian security interests or Soviet security interests, NATO should rule out expansion of its territory to the east, moving closer to the Soviet borders. So their promises, I'm trying to think of the song by Promises. I'll think of her name. That's all these Russians and the Soviet Union were getting. Promises, Dionne Warwick. A treaty on German unification signed by the two German republics, the Soviet Union, France, United Kingdom, United States, stipulated that all through the United Germany, that although the new United Germany was free to join NATO after the withdrawal of Soviet troops from East Germany, no foreign troops would be sanctioned in the former GDR. So there's no mention of Vladimir Putin. This is where Vladimir Putin was stationed in Eastern Europe. He was there when these promises were made. Little did he know that he would be the individual that would be used by God to fulfill the prophecies in Ezekiel 38 and 39 about Russia in the future becoming powerful. Throughout the process, Western powers were very aware that the acceptance of the Soviet Union was conditional on assurances as to the intentions of the West vis-a-vis the Eastern European countries. February 9, 1990, U.S. Secretary of State James A. Baker made an offer to Gorbachev that NATO again promises would not expand an inch eastward. If the Soviet Union accepted that the new United Germany would join NATO. On the following day, West German Chancellor Kohl promised Gorbachev again, promises that NATO should not expand its scope. The promises continued throughout 1990 and the following year. March 91, a few months before the Warsaw Pact was dissolved, John Major of England, Britain, told Gorbachev, "We are not talking about strengthening of NATO." And on the question of NATO expansion, that nothing of that sort will happen. Continued lies. Now, I'm going to step back and make a comment. The nations of the world have never been able to trust America. Promises are never kept, and they will never be kept. According to the Bible, this nation is going to militarily at some point, we're close to this period, where the nations that are not going to go along with American hegemonic rule are going to be bombed or destroyed using techno weapons. They are going to be starved to death. They are going to be targeted for every form of geoengineering, technology, earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, rains, floods. We have that technology. You heard Johnson say in a speech that we control the weather. It's the greatest weapon that America has. Forget nukes. Forget nuclear weapons. Forget Abrams tanks. And in the Bible, it shows this country is going to use this technology to destroy nations. We have the technology. We had the technology, we had the ability to use two atom bombs, and we made sure that we tested those bombs on mankind. And we did. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There was no need for it. But the madmen, the psychopaths, sociopaths of the world, you don't create something to let it sit idle. This HAARP technology is not going to sit idle. I have verses in the Bible, and I'm not going to tell you what they are because at some point in the future, when it's the right time, I will. But it's all through the scripture. Promises are never going to be kept by this government, not to the American people, not to the nations of the world. I'm going to go on with this article. The oligarchy, and then what happens is once the Soviet Union is disbanded, once the end came, once the wall came down in Germany, all of these things happening, then the plunder of Eastern Europe began. You get rid of the laws, you get rid of the pacts, the agreements, and the plunder can begin. When the Constitution of this country is erased, when it is made null and void, when it is powerless, the plunder is going to... We're being plundered right now. The plunder has already begun. But what's holding back the theft of the American people is still the Constitution. Once the Constitution is erased, is no longer effective, when it is just a, like George Bush Jr. stated, a GD piece of paper, the plunder will begin. The oligarchy in Russia that was being created out of the plundering of the state assets was not yet strong enough to assert itself. This is in Russia. The economy was in free fall. The resistance by the working class hadn't yet been fully overcome. Russia in the 1990s became a playground for a new oligarch, for the new oligarchs and Western finance capital. And this began to be the Bill Clinton and his cabal would be involved in the plunder of Russia. The personification of the process was President Yeltsin, who leaned heavily on the West in order to maintain his rule. If Gorbachev was trying to balance between market reforms and the old planned economy, Yeltsin became the face of open counter-revolution and market reform. At crucial points, the West stepped in to reinforce his position vis-a-vis protesting workers and a wing of the bureaucracy that still hadn't completely gone over to capitalism. The plunder and the dominance of the West over Russia was embodied in the presidency of Boris Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin. There was a photo here that I took out of the article. True. Also in conjunction with, in tandem with, William Jefferson Clinton. Even when Putin became president, he initially balanced on the West, who initially saw him as their man. Now, this is where the West was fooled. Putin began to play chess. Putin began to use strategy, diplomacy, and he began to play the part, friend of empire. Let's see. West was pushing its influence into Eastern Europe. The working class in its region had been thoroughly demoralized and atomized by the process of capitalist restoration. They were ripe for exploitation, and Western capital moved in to do just that. This happened all through the Clinton administration. Germany. Here comes Germany. It played a big role in this, becoming the key player in the economies of Eastern and Central Europe, as well as the Balkans. In the process, it played a decisive role in the reactionary breakup of Yugoslavia. This is something that most historians have never studied and do not understand. Yugoslavia. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
J. Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't
promises, promises. That's all they get, promises that are going to be broken. So, now you're beginning, we're at the point where things are developing, and Vladimir Putin is shortly going to begin to give the direction to this great nation of Russia to make Russia great, to fulfill Bible prophecy. And at the same time, empire in the West with a plan after World War II to rule Europe. We use Hitler to destroy Europe. Then we rebuild Europe. We become greater and we control Europe and we bring in NATO, North Atlantic Alliance, different treaties to control Europe. And we do control Europe to this day. And we, Europe, the European nations, we're going to be the land, the countries that we would stockpile munitions upon in these countries, so that we eventually would have weapons in the vicinity to go to war with Russia. It's not accident. It's been a long time strategy. It has worked almost perfectly. But Empire didn't see Russia in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. They didn't see Vladimir Putin, who they thought would be their man, would actually be the man used by God to stop Western hegemony from expand, or American hegemony from expanding into Russia. Germany wasn't going to be part of the plan. Now Germany is a big part of it. Sweden, it finances the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The war in Chechnya, where Russia brutally suppressed the local independent aspirations, was a sign that Russia wasn't quite the pushover it used to be. Now, Russia could not fulfill her prophecies when she was part of the Soviet bloc, or when there was a Soviet bloc. Russia couldn't fulfill her prophecy until she became independent, solo, alone, because she would be great just by herself. America, the big problem for the United States was Yugoslavia. It's too big of a nation. You have to cause civil war to split that nation into other nations. This is exactly what happened. This was a CIA operation, and it was successful. During the time of Saddam Hussein, they needed to split Iraq. Iraq was too big. It was uncontrollable. So what you do is you go in, claim there are chemicals that are be used for mass destruction, and you divide Iraq into three nations, three provinces. The strategy always works. It worked in Yugoslavia. It worked in Iraq. So Chechnya, the war also formed a crucial component in Putin's presidential campaign. He styled his presidency as one of revival, including the reintroduction of the national anthem of the Soviet Union with new nationalist lyrics. The next part of the article, Broken Promises. Now this is where Putin is going to go to war with the wealthy people of Russia, with the criminal cabal working with Bill Clinton, not Jimmy Carter. These wealthy people in Russia, destroying Russia, destroying their homeland. Quote, if the Russian oligarchs were the big gangsters, the little gangsters of Eastern Europe that had become rich on the back of the fire sale of state assets were now worried about their bigger neighbor to the east, Russia. Formal inclusion in the Western sphere of influence was an attractive option. I may have a little bit of hay fever, maybe. I'm not sure. That's why my voice is a little bit. I feel fine. Just my voice is a little raspy. So between 1999 and 2004, most states of the former Warsaw Pact were incorporated into NATO. Promises unkept. The inclusion, in particular, of the Baltic states brought NATO right up to the Russian borders. Numerous promises made by the U.S. to the Russians, there would be no NATO expansion. Bill Clinton ended that. Bill Clinton in 1997-98, he stated, we are going to expand NATO right to the Russian borders. This is when Boris Yeltsin, who had been deceived by promises of the U.S., realized he'd made a mistake. He realized it was too late. And this is why he turned Russia over, put Russia into the hands of Vladimir Putin on the very first day of this century. And this was the best thing that ever happened to Russia. At the same time, this was now the beginning of the fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia would be a nation that would stand against American world hegemony alone. China wouldn't come into the mix until a year and 4 months ago, February 4th of last year. So Russia was going it alone with Vladimir Putin, and he had the support of the Russian people. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lufton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing. Promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend.
I can't find my sliders to turn the music down. Sorry about that. Yes, yes, yes. Now that woman has talent. This lady is fabulous. And she has great lyrics. Promises, promises. And this is what Russia, the nations of the world, have been given by empire. Promises never kept. So now, Vladimir Putin, he's president of Russia. And who does he go after? The wealthy criminals within Russia. I think some of these wealthy criminals, if they were able to get out of Russia, they were able to get out with a little with their lives. I think some died in prison. I think they lost their wealth. And I hope it went into Vladimir's own bank accounts. So then he begins to kick out all of the Clintonites that had helped rape Russia of their resources. And Putin began to implement strategies and to make it clear to the other Soviet nations, nations in the Middle East, internationally, that Russia was going to, at all costs, and not deviate from resisting the New World Order, resisting World Economic Forum. He'll play the game. He'll appear to be ready to be part of the new global financial order, but he wouldn't bite. Eventually, he was kicked out. He was kicked out of World Economic Forum. And going on with the article, the promises made to Russia, no NATO expansion. Promises broken. NATO was systematically expanding eastward. U.S. troops could readily be deployed on the borders of Russia, some 2 hours' drive from St. Petersburg, although in order to reduce the amount of provocation, no U.S. troops were deployed at the stage. U.S. was for now sticking to its part of the agreement that stipulated there would be no permanently stationed troops east of Germany. This would not last. Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton's, and she just went to be with the God that she worshipped here just a few years ago, I think. Clinton's Secretary of State, she was part of the theft related to the Russian opinion of this at the time. Oh, I'm sorry, related the Russian opinion of this at the time in 1998, that Yeltsin and his countrymen were strongly opposed to the enlargement, seeing it as a strategy for exploiting their vulnerability and moving Europe's dividing line to the east, leaving them isolated. At the same time, here's where we go. You must divide a great country, break it into pieces. Here it is right here. NATO conducted a 78-day bombing campaign against Yugoslavia, which was Serbia, which caused enormous economic damage. In a lecture on the 2014 crisis in Ukraine, Professor John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago explained the significance of this. Quote, NATO not only intervened in the affairs of a non-NATO country, but took sides against the Serbs, allies of the Russians, and did so without United Nations Security Council approval. Serbia is working with Russia. They trade together. This was verboten. America had to... Oh, did I say America? Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It wasn't America. It was NATO. Yuck, yuck. Wink, wink, right? We know who it was. The Clintons, Madeleine Albright. They destroy Ukraine. I'm sorry, Yugoslavia. With intention still, remember. Ukraine is always in the is a factor. Ukraine in every single with every single year going forward from the 70s, Ukraine is always a pawn in the future, is going to be used in the future. But there are obstacles that must be removed first. Yugoslavia was one of them. Massive land. Massive. 78-day bombing campaign. And I remember they were just so happy. Non-stop. Non-stop. Where do you get those kind of weapons? The European nations didn't have the industry to manufacture enough weapons to bomb for 78 days. Empire? Military-industrial complex?
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
And really, I will say this from a spiritual perspective. We, because we are so powerful, our witchcraft in this country is so powerful, we are able to put a spell on the nations of the world. We are able to instill fear into the nations that if they don't go along and agree with us, if they won't accept their destiny, which we get to tell them and direct their destiny, the fear factor is so great that it is witchcraft. So now, so we destroy Serbia, and the great people of Serbia,
fantastic people, some of the best people that I know. In fact, if I were to ever choose the person I was going to marry, I'd make sure that she would be Serbian. I like the Serbian women. I think they're beautiful, they're intelligent, they're kind, and what am I thinking? I married a Serbian. My wife is Serbian. Sorry. But anyhow, I like Serbia. We see what NATO, wink, wink, did. It was empire. It was empire's bombs. 78 days worth of bombing. You must run out of bombs at some point. But no, a campaign against Yugoslavia. Then, intervention into Kosovo. Russian armored units had a standoff with NATO troops. Then, we go into Afghanistan. And eventually, we leave Afghanistan because we have a pawn in the game that we must use. So we leave everything in Afghanistan, billions of dollars worth of military weapons. We just vacate because Ukraine is the vital nation. This is the strategy of empire. Ukraine is now going to be the center of conflict, used to hopefully destroy Russia's economy, destroy Russia, and force Russia to tap out. Russia didn't do anything but tap out. And here's what's happening. The United States has just indicated that they may be ready to tap out of the conflict. Oh, you didn't remember what I said yesterday. The people that run, that are giving direction to Joe Biden, just said that we made the decision not to allow Ukraine to be part of NATO. We're not going to agree to make Ukraine a NATO nation at this time. NATO or Russia or Ukraine must fulfill its obligations first. Destroy Russia. Once Zelensky destroys Russia, then Ukraine will become part of NATO. I didn't have time to finish the rest of the story, but maybe tomorrow we can continue. We'll see what happens. Podcasts for The Present Truth are on 1360khnc.com. And we'll visit tomorrow, and I'm going to rest my voice. I don't know why I'm so hoarse today. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, visit tomorrow.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.